This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records its 22nd homicide for the year, but police have a suspect in custody. President of the Alliance to End Homelessness reports a spike in homelessness linked to non-nationals stranded in Barbados. The opposition leader criticizes hospice plan at Coverley, stressing Jemmons Lane was a better location for that facility. The National Blood Collection Center urges regular donations amid rising demand, and 713 illegal firearms seized in Jamaica so far this year. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 41-year-old man has become Barbados's 22nd homicide victim for the year. However, police have already taken a suspect into custody in connection with the incident. According to reports, the victim was left in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after sustaining multiple stab wounds during a violent altercation on Rihanna Drive on Sunday night. Authorities have since confirmed that the man succumbed to his injuries. Following a tip-off, police swiftly acted and made an arrest. Charges are expected to be laid before the end of the week. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, is concerned over a growing number of people seeking shelter across the island, including a sharp rise in non-nationals who are now living on the streets. Mr. Safri told Starcom Network News the organization is seeing an increase in individuals, many of them from overseas, who arrive on one-way tickets and end up stranded. He believes this growing trend among non-nationals is becoming a serious concern that requires immediate attention.
What we're seeing is an increase in the amount of persons seeking shelter are now becoming homeless. And we're seeing a lot of persons that are non-national, and not because of the deportation, but because of the fact that persons are coming to Barbados and they're buying one-way tickets. And in these one-way tickets, they don't have a way of going back to their respective countries. Therefore, they're stranded here, and then they're seeking shelter, or they're stating that they're here on other matters such as asylum-seeking matters. So those are some of the trends that we are seeing that we are trying to address. We're still seeing Barbadians that are coming as well, but this particular issue is something that we would like to arrest. We believe it is out of hand already, but we need to arrest the situation. If not, we're going to see an overload at the shelter as it pertains to persons that are not Barbadians.
Mr. Safri noted that while there has been a decrease in the number of people living on the streets, some individuals remain due to issues like mental illness and drug addiction, which requires support beyond the shelter's capacity.
We are seeing a decrease on the people living on the streets in Barbados. And that is obviously because of the shelter, and also being a 24-hour shelter, we're able to work with those on the street. We know and we understand that there are still persons there, but we always speak to the fact that those persons that you are seeing, some of them have mental health issues, some of them have drug-related issues, and other underlying issues that we at the shelter do not have the capacity to deal with. There are state agencies, and there are agencies that can deal with those matters, but we don't have, we're all there at the shelter, but we still encourage each and every client to go to the various state agencies and get the support that they need.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has criticized the government for handing over what he says is prime state-owned land at Jemmons Lane to the African Export-Import Bank. He believes it could have been better used to improve the country's healthcare infrastructure. Speaking in Parliament after the Minister of Housing announced plans to lease land at Coverley for a hospice and palliative care facility, Mr. Thorne said the Jemmons Lane site located near the Queen Elizabeth Hospital was far more suitable for such a development. He questioned the logic of relocating essential medical services to Coverley near the airport, suggesting the location may not be ideal for urgent care.
Those lands at Jemmons Lane could have offered perhaps a 3- or 4-story facility. I certainly saw potential for a children's hospital on one floor. I certainly saw the potential for a geriatric hospital on another floor, and a palliative care facility on another floor, and others, perhaps a larger accident and emergency facility, which for good reasons would have been located on the ground floor for the passage of emergency vehicles, ambulances, and so on. Rather than to decentralize medical facilities into areas that may not be ideal, appropriate next to an airport, the government could have been far more generous in accommodating this facility close to the central facility of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Mr. Thorne questioned why the Barbados Association for Cancer Advocacy is required to enter into a lease agreement for the Coverley site, while in contrast, Afrexim Bank was granted the Gemmants Lane property as a gift, not a lease.
The government still must answer the question of the public. If you're giving the association a lease, why did you not, as a government, consider a similar arrangement with the entity that plants itself now with a large groundbreaking and opening ceremony as the beneficiary of a gift, not a lease? A gift. And these are questions. I know the government hates criticism, but sometimes you have to face it. And you have to face a public that will now ask, why does this noble body sit in the position of a lessee? That's a legal term, a lessee, the beneficiary of a commercial arrangement called a lease. And another organization, which presumably sits on millions of dollars, US dollars, why would they be the beneficiary of a gift?
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. In response, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrahams has defended the location, stressing the site is well-suited and not negatively affected by its proximity to the airport. Mr. Abrahams pointed out that noise from aircraft is minimal and unlikely to disturb patients or residents.
Obviously, he does not get up as far as Coverley, where the facility is to be located. Madam Deputy Speaker, while you can see the airport, you can't properly hear the airport. The noise coming from the airport blows to the east. That is to the north of the airport. The noise of planes taking off and landing, if you focus yourself entirely, you may possibly hear it. But it is not something that is likely to disturb residents, even residents at the most delicate. We can perhaps have somebody show him, give him a tour, show him the exact location, what the facility is supposed to look like, where the hospice is going to be.
Mr. Abrahams also argued that the proposed hospice location at Coverley allows for features like on-site agriculture, which would not be possible in town.
Where the hospice is going to be, as in why there and not in town. In town, the ability to actually have some sort of fresh crops, herbs, some ground provisions would not actually exist. The Honourable Leader has fixated on that plot of land out by Gemmants Lane. He's fixated on it to the point where he has to raise it almost every time he speaks, whether or not it has anything whatsoever to do with the discussion at hand or whether it contributes in any way. We heard about his vision for a three-story modern facility there that would have a floor for palliative care and then at the bottom a new and improved A&E department. I don't know, madam, who, if they had a choice, would put a center for palliative care above an A&E department. But you know, this was his vision, and we all entitled to have our vision, as misguided as they can be.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrahams. The National Blood Collection Center is urging Barbadians to develop a habit of giving blood amid a rise in serious incidents that has heightened the demand for a steady supply. Senior blood collecting technician Wendy Lord says this is critical to ensure that people could be served in a timely manner. The center has partnered with women's empowerment brand Edgy Women, Sagicor and Sagicor Bank to emphasize the importance of blood donations. Ms. Lord says they're hoping to change the mindset of Barbadians on giving blood.
For 2025, we are at 1,995 units of blood. Some of those are voluntary, but most of them are replacement donors where people come to give for their relatives. But we want to change the mindset of Barbadians where that is concerned. We want to have our blood bank always with a supply of blood. With so many accidents and stabbings and shootings and everything, we use a lot of blood. And so at that time, persons are very stressed. So coming to give blood, sometimes they can be deferred because your blood pressure is too high. If certain things are happening with you, we cannot take the blood from you. But if we get in the habit of giving blood, then there will always be a supply for anybody that needs.
Senior blood collecting technician with the National Blood Collection Center, Wendy Lord. And finally, the Jamaica Constabulary Force is reporting that it seized 713 illegal firearms since the start of the year. The JCF says its relentless efforts have already yielded 86% of the total number of prohibited weapons seized last year, which stood at 833. Of the 713 illegal firearms confiscated so far this year, the Firearms and Narcotics Investigation Division accounted for 413, or 58%. Some 276 weapons were seized by the Firearms and Narcotics Investigation Division in the last 3 weeks. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records its 22nd homicide for the year, but police have a suspect in custody. president of the Alliance to End Homelessness reports a spike in homelessness linked to non-nationals stranded in Barbados. Opposition leader criticizes hospice plan at Coverley, stressing Jemmons Lane was a better location for that facility. The National Blood Collection Center urges regular donations amid rising demand, and 713 illegal firearms seized in Jamaica so far this year. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.